Hello and welcome to episode 67 of the AA meeting. I am your host, Jamie Briggs, editor-in-chief of AnalogAddiction.org, plus the PlayStation editor. Welcome! This is a weekly news show. We talk about what I've been gaming, we talk about the news over the past week, and what else is going on AnalogAddiction.org. Let's hop straight into what we usually talk about, and that is what I've been gaming. Firstly, live now on the website analogaddiction.org is my review of episode 5 of The Wolf Among Us, Cry Wolf, the finale to the series, season 1. We don't know if there's going to be another season just yet. Let's not forget there's going to be a retail release of this season later on this year, so there is a chance that it could sell enough that we could see Big B Wolf back again. Let's talk about it. I gave it an 8.8 off the top of my head. I didn't really have too many issues with it. I did quite like it. I do feel episode 1 was still stronger, but this was a great way to end it. Now, I'm going to try my best to not get into spoilers. Fingers crossed. Now, the best thing about this game was that it balanced... It really balanced the narrative and action very well, and that's something that Wolf Among Us has really just based itself upon, those two pillars. And it did that ever since episode 1. We had that huge action fight scene that started off, and then it's been very story driven. So the fact that they were able to really just juggle and strike a good balance between both narrative, exposition, and action gameplay was great. This let's talk about the action first. There is a handful of action moments to start the episode off. One that is particularly probably the best action moment that Telltale Games has been able to provide ever. Was very good. It worked so well because it was had this amazing, just really good camera angles. It was really it reminded me of the Avengers. You know when they do that one scene and it just flows and it shows the entire Avengers. Cast of Avengers all doing their fight scene in one motion, and it had a similar sort of viewpoint during this fight, this action sequence, and it worked very well. Alongside that, the character design in this moment, I don't want to spoil anything for those who are going to watch it, but excellent, and it is just increased by just how good the audio that accompanies it really is. Now, I was really impressed by it. I played the game twice, and once I got through the fight scene a second time, I was like, wow, this is really, really good. And I did note in the review, it doesn't have the choices that episode 1 had when you faced the woodsman, but it is at such a large scale and so well done that you can let that slide pretty easily. Narratively, there is a huge expositional type scene where, you know, you have a lot of dialogue going back and forwards. Crooked Man is featured a lot during this episode, and I must say the actor, I don't quite know who it is, but they did an excellent performance. Crooked Man came off so intelligent. He came across as the person that would have the intelligence and the power, the intimidation to actually pull everything off that's been going on in the Wolf Among Us series. And it was a really excellent performance. It stole the show, really. He was able to back me in a corner time after time, and I totally ended up feeling like my decisions that I had made previously were incorrect, were wrong, were bad. And yeah, it's really well done. I don't want to go into... It's hard to really talk about the episode without going into spoilers, but there's a lot here. There's a lot more tying of the loose ends than I expected would be. I expected a lot of things would just go left unanswered or something like that. There's a cool ending as well that I really enjoyed, that hardcore fans like me that have played the games quite extensively will notice and be like, wait a minute, I see what's going on here. And it's a good, you know, it's a good way to end the series. I did quite like it. I hope it does come back for a season 2, because this season was really, really great. I quite enjoyed it. Aside from the blemish that was episode 4, everything else has been pretty excellent in my opinion. So I would be happy to have another romp through Fable Town. The other game I have been playing I played a little Uncharted 1. I want to get through and get all the platinums for all the Uncharted series before Uncharted 4, which I will be reviewing. Alongside that, I have been playing Little Big Planet, Little Big Planet 2. I played this at a friend's house. You know, we played through Little Big Planet 2. It's a great co-op experience, and I just found myself addicted to it. I wanted to go through. I'm going to try and get the platinum in this. It's going to take a long time, but you know, I'm reviewing Little Big Planet 3 later on this year, and this has really reminded me just how great the series really is. Alongside that, you will be able to check out my gameplay footage, walkthrough, narration, whatever you want to call it, video later tonight. Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition for PS4. I was given a code for this. Hopefully I'll be having a lot of footage of this game go up on the YouTube over the next few weeks, so keep an eye out for those. They'll be coming up very, very soon. Now, what will I be playing over the next few weeks? I'm not quite sure. No review scheduled until at least October-ish, so I'm... can hop through some backlog at the moment, which I'm entirely excited for. Now let's hop into the news. There's not too much going on this week. Four stories to get through. Firstly, the Alien Isolation Oculus Rift prototype that was shown at E3, and I wasn't at E3, but I heard nothing but just excellent things about it. Everyone was raving on about it, how they can't wait to play this game using the Oculus Rift because it just had such a great atmosphere putting you in the game. Apparently it was nothing but a prototype, so apparently this is not being created, it's not in development, it's not going to be in the full game, this was just a one-off, here you go. Now, there's no... That was the official Twitter confirmed that. There's no actual word if this will be available to people that weren't at E3 yet have an Oculus Rift, or if, you know, maybe people just keep raving on it enough that it maybe might be in development later on and added to the game, but at the moment it doesn't look like it will be coming with Alien Isolation when it releases October 7th for PS3, PS4, 360, Xbox One, and PC. So that's a little bit of a letdown for horror fans, but at least we know. Moving on to other Twitter news, co-founder of Irrational Games and former Bioshock creative head Ken Levine voiced his opinions on Bioshock for Vita. Now, if you don't remember, back in 2011, Ken Levine came out, showcased the Vita. He's like, wouldn't it be good to have Bioshock on this? And, you know, he was going on about just how it was his pet project, how he'd like to get something done, and we didn't hear anything. In December 2012, we heard that the game hadn't even been started, and then it was revealed that he was trying to get the title going. Last year, still nothing, and then Irrational Games eventually bit the dust later earlier this year. So it looks like the game's not going to be coming, but Levine, you know, he came out, he was like, he wishes he could do it, but, you know, with lawyers and everything like that, there's no way he can, and he sort of gave a look behind the curtain, saying that back in 2011, 2K and Sony were really excited and optimistic about getting this deal together, but it didn't quite work out, it seemed. And he also expressed the vision of what he was going to possibly put into the Bioshock Vita game. It was going to be very much Final Fantasy Tactics style, but just set in a pre-fall rapture, which sounds pretty cool, and it would have been great for the Vita. Vita is struggling for big, unique games on the platform, so that would have helped. So, sadly, it doesn't look like we'll be getting that game. But who knows, you know, with 2K owning the Bioshock license, who knows where it's going to go from there. Now, let's jump into Cliff Bleszinski news. Gears guy, we all know from Gears of War, he left Epic. He's now gone off and done his own thing. He's formed a new studio called Boss Key Productions. And he's finally revealed what he will be doing. It is a free-to-play sci-fi PC arena shooter, codenamed Blue Streak, Project Blue Streak. Well, we don't know too much about it. We know he's going to be partnering up with Nexon, and that's really all we know about it. And apparently, the company Nexon has been known for, you know, publishing free-to-play titles, and it will be working with Robert Bowling's Robotuki, which he was one of the Call of Duty developers, and he will be in with Boss Creed Productions alongside Bleszinski. Now, there's a quote from Bleszinski about why he will be working with Nexon and why he has decided to go for the free-to-play model. So, I quote, "Creating fun and memorable shooters is in my DNA, and making the move to free-to-play games is all about maximizing the potential audience for your title, while embracing where the industry is heading." That is the first quote. Secondly, he comes out to say, "No one knows the free-to-play market better than Nexon, which is why they were the obvious partner to publish Bluestreak. It's a game concept I think will really resonate with the players who'll be clamoring for a new take on an old favourite. After all, I've had a year and a half to plan it." Now, Blizinski, we know he's very much a loudmouth, that's what he is. Now, that's not in a bad way. He's very much, you know, he's loud, he's in your face, that's his just personality. So, he's basically, you know, been sprouting on Twitter how he wants a more Rust Minecraft-style title, and he's going off of free-to-play. Now, I personally don't want to see the industry head to free-to-play, and I have zero interest in this game at all because of that. After, you know, I've been playing a fair bit of mobile titles lately, just going off, going over people's houses and playing them, and the whole free-to-play model just is pretty horrible, and mobile gaming, in my opinion, is just, I just can't see any real reason behind it. Everything seems to be match three or endless runners, and that's not what I want to do, really. It's alright to pass time every now and again, but when people are really pushing for the... for you to put your money in when it's meant to be a free-to-play title, I'd rather just give you the money straight off and just have the title and not have to deal with you again. But that's just my opinion. And, yeah, best of luck to Blizinski when this title eventually comes out. Lastly, we're going to be talking about the Destiny beta and the collector's editions. It was revealed that the Destiny beta for PS4 and PS3 will begin July 17th, so that is next week this time. And it will be going down for maintenance July 21 to 23 before later on the day in the 23rd, it will be going on Xbox One, 360, PS3, PS4, all the betas will begin and end July 27. So basically it's going to be 8 days for PlayStation and alongside that 5 days for the Microsoft community. Moving on, we've also revealed 3 different editions of Destiny that people will be able to pre-order. First, we have the limited edition. In this, you get the Destiny expansion pass, which will give you the 2 expansions. Now, the names of these expansions escape me. If this loads up, I will be able to tell you. But yeah, I played Destiny the Alpha, quite enjoyed it. These 2 expansions are going to be called the Dark Below and House of Wolves. That will be coming along with the limited edition. You also get a Guardian Folio, Steelbook case with the game, of course, Arms and Armaments book, Antique Star Chart, 4 postcards, skins for your ghost ship, and player emblem digital content. Now, if you want to go check this out, there's a whole video on the site that, you know, unboxes all of these, showcases you all the details in each one of these. Now, the $150 Ghost Edition, packs everything that the previous edition has, along with a life-size replica of the Ghost. Now, if you don't know what Ghost is, it's this little companion that comes along with you, helps you hack into things, helps you break into things, and it's also voiced by Peter Dinklage. Now, the life-size replica will have the Ghost, it will light up, it has voice from Peter Dinklage, and it'll come with a unique skin as well, so you can use that. Lastly is the Digital Guardian Edition, which contains early access to the Vanguard Armory and Player Emblem pre-order bonuses, a reservations for the upcoming expansions, and the aforementioned Collector's Edition digital content. Now, this is all digital, this one. You don't have to worry about any discs or anything like that, so you get all the digital content there. Now, Destiny is coming out September 9th, so we're getting it's very much close to the release, and hopefully, I think we have someone going into the PS3 beta, so we should have some extended look at the title there. Not sure if we have anyone going into the PS4 beta, but if we do, fingers crossed, we'll try and get you as much footage as we can. So that's the news, everything for this week, coming up over the next week. Again, yeah, I don't really know, it's like a sort of quiet week, the calm before the storm, if you will, before October, which looks like it's going to be a crazy month of gaming. That, when it arrives, it seems scary to me how many games are coming out in that month in November, but we'll get there, we'll see what's going to happen. But like I said, check out our YouTube, which is Analog Addiction Video, for all the content of the Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition. a mouthful, that one, but it's from my good friends over at Drink Boss Studios. They are a great studio and have even been interviewed by myself for this site before, so good on them for releasing this one. Microsoft owners can also purchase this one for the first time. Go check it out, it's an excellent game. Yeah, that's about it. You can follow me personally on Twitter at JamieAA, and the Analog Addiction Twitter is simply Analog Addiction. We post everything there. You'll be able to get into our Facebook, like on the Facebook, and make sure to join us in the Facebook group where we talk about everything gaming with all you fans, alongside the chance to ask your favorite developers some questions when we do some interviews. Stay tuned, we have a couple of interviews in the works too, and alongside that, make sure to tune in next week for another episode of the AA meeting. Until then, I would love to have your appearance at the next AA meeting.